Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Dennis Wendt, owner of Wendt Construction in Fortuna, has agreed to a resolution of a lawsuit filed against his company by the EPA and the Department of Justice. Wendt was accused of dumping the equivalent of 200 dump truck loads of material into federally protected wetlands associated with Strong's Creek, which flows into the Eel River. The illegal dumping took place between 2005 and 2008 and impacted nearly 5 acres of wetlands. Wendt was fined $170,000, and as a part of the settlement, Wendt Construction will undertake a multi-year project to restore the damaged wetlands, including the construction of a vegetated pond to help filter water and support wildlife. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 53-year-old Lewis Dale Mitchell, a Native American male, 5'5", 150 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Mitchell, who was considered armed and dangerous, is the suspect in a shooting incident on Mitchell Hill Road near Wichipec early this morning. The victim told deputies he was sitting in his vehicle when he heard a shot fired from another vehicle, described as a red Chevy half-ton pickup. The victim said he recognized the shooter as Mitchell, and as he fled the scene, he said Mitchell fired several more rounds at him. Deputies found several fresh bullet holes in the driver's side door, but the victim was unharmed. Anyone with information about Mitchell or the red pickup truck, license plate number 4M06692, is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Yesterday afternoon, local law enforcement agencies and other emergency personnel were called out to an area just north of Big Lagoon along Highway 101. They learned that two women had gone flower picking in the area and had lost contact with one another at around 10 o'clock in the morning. After searching the area, the body of 48-year-old Choi Lohr was found about 30 feet down a hillside against a tree. She was unresponsive. CPR was immediately started and an ambulance was called, but it was determined that Lohr was dead at the scene. The coroner's office has begun an investigation into Lohr's death, and an autopsy has been scheduled for tomorrow. At this time, foul play is not suspected, but the cause of death remains unknown. On Tuesday, two children in a Willow Creek motel room awoke in the morning to find that their mother, 38-year-old Willow Green Smith, had died at some point during the night. The coroner's office responded to the scene and took custody of Smith's remains, and an autopsy and toxicology screen have been scheduled. The results of the tox screen won't be known for a few weeks, but Smith did have a history of struggling with drug abuse, and it's suspected that may have played a role in her death. The children were taken in by County Welfare Services. And the sheriff's community response team served a search warrant at a residence in the 1200 block of Landis Road in McKinleyville yesterday and found the entire residence had been converted into a marijuana grow. Deputies found 56 growing plants and 18 pounds of processed weed. No one was living in the residence, and anyone with information about the residence or the growers is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City Manager Dwayne Riggi will retire at the end of June, and he had some parting thoughts in regard to the city's tough financial situation, a situation he tried to avoid during his tenure as city manager. Riggi was unflinching in his assessment of why local cities are struggling so much, and it's not due to local bumbling or the inability to properly run a city.
The feet on the ground part of this is the state, because of continuing mismanagement for a number of years under numerous governors and legislative bodies, have continued to spend money when there was no revenue there. And their solution has been continually, let's go steal the local government's money in different ways. And I mean it. It's outright theft.
Riggi also points out that Fortuna, along with other local cities, are now struggling to maintain basic public services, partly due to the rate of redevelopment funds by the state.
Reducing the level of service that our police department is going to be able to deliver because we're going to have fewer people. Reducing the amount of maintenance and care we give to our parks. So that's going to have to be reduced. Our general fund is in essentially a $500,000 stress. And we're talking about a $4.5 million, a $4 million budget item to general fund that produces the revenue and provides over half of that is spent on police services.
Again, Riggy retires at the end of June after several decades in public service. And as he said in April, once he's gone, don't bother calling. He'll be on a boat somewhere on Humboldt County's waterways. And that's your North Coast News on this gorgeous Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.